I said I'll speak in English, but I don't know if I can because the throat is a little strained. We're always dependent on the mercy of Krishna. We may think, I will do this, I will do that, I will go there, but we have no power of our own. In Islam they say, Inshallah. What is the meaning? If God allows, if He wills. It's a very good saying. We don't know what will happen even 1 second in the future. Even we may think, well, I'm doing kirtan, I'm speaking about Krishna, but even that, it's not guaranteed. One thing is guaranteed, we can't go on forever in this body chanting Hare Krishna, because we can't go on forever in this body doing anything, because this body won't stay. But the kirtan will go on. Other things that we do, they won't continue. Of course, as long as we're in this material world, we'll continue eating, sleeping, mating, defending, being in illusion. But we will do so in different bodies. In this lifetime, as a human, we can eat fruit, vegetables, grains, dairy products, meat, fish, eggs, we can do. I'm not recommending meat, fish or eggs, but we can do. Then if we get the body of a caterpillar, then we'll eat the leaves of certain plants. If we get the body of a pig, they'll eat all kinds of horrible things. Crows eat all kinds of horrible things. Here in this life we may sleep on a bed. The dog sleeps in the street. We don't see street dogs here in Kuwait, but there are many wild cats just running here and there. So they just sleep here and there. Eating, sleeping, mating. Humans have sex, the snakes, the frogs, the camels, they all have sex. What about porcupines? How do they do it? Anyway, let's not try and find out by getting another body. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. We identify with this body, we think, I have to protect myself physically or from insults of others, nationally or locally, socially, we have police to protect us from villains. Nationally, there are armies to protect against other armies who may want to take over the country. So the defending propensity is there. In humans, in dogs, you'll see they'll snarl at each other and bark at each other. Cats, at night, sometimes they make all kinds of ghastly noises, fighting each other, threatening each other. So eating, sleeping, mating and defending will go on life after life, but not exactly in the way that we do now. Now we may go to the store and purchase some food, and the cat jumps in the garbage cans here in Kuwait. You see the big garbage cans on the side of the street. Not even cans, they're dumpers. And the cats jump in and find something that someone's thrown out. They get their food, somehow or other, by the grace of God, they get their food. So eating, sleeping, mating and defending, that will go on in every species of life, in different forms. But it's sure that the body will change. Jatasya hi dhruvang mrityu, dhruvang mrityu, dhruvang janma mrityasya cha. Everyone who is born must die. Everyone knows. What everyone doesn't know is that everyone who has died must be born again. So the kirtan, not everyone does kirtan. But those who do kirtan, they will continue to do it. Those who perform kirtan for Krishna, they are guaranteed at least they won't get an animal birth. They won't go down. They'll get a human birth and an opportunity in the next life to again perform kirtan, glorification of Krishna. So kirtan will continue, and the devotee's aim is that the kirtan will continue and carry them all the way to the spiritual world where there's no birth or death or old age or disease. There's kirtan, there is dancing, all nice activities directly in the association of Krishna. Sugita Nartana Shabha Shakhi Gana Tushiche Jugala Dhane. In the spiritual world of Vrindavan, there's very nice singing and dancing by the gopis for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. So that goes on eternally. But in this material world, we cannot expect anything to continue. The material body, even if engaged in Krishna's service, will decline. Of course, the body of someone who takes to Krishna consciousness becomes spiritualized. That means that the body of a devotee is fully engaged in Krishna's service, so such a person should not be seen like an ordinary materialistic person. Eha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikilasyapyavasthasu jivan mukta uchyate. A person who engages mind, body and words in the service of Krishna, even in this world, who engages in all circumstances in Krishna's service, is understood to be liberated even in this life. But the body continues to act in many ways like an ordinary material body. The devotee is fully under the protection of Krishna. Mahatmanastumang partha daiving prakriti mahashvitaha. The devotee takes shelter under the spiritual potency of Krishna. The devotee is not under the material potency. But it appears like that. Otherwise, if by chanting Hare Krishna, one immediately got a four-handed form and floated off to Vaikuntha, then those who are, or if devotees were completely free from, just by chanting Hare Krishna, they'd get free from all material difficulties, then many insincere people would also take to devotion, but not really devotion. They don't really want to give themselves to Krishna, which is the meaning of bhakti, but they want to get something from Krishna. So Krishna arranges that we are tested in various ways. Our faith in Krishna, will that decline if I have some difficulty? Will I think, oh, now I'm getting sick, so Krishna isn't looking after me? If we're very healthy, we should think Krishna is looking after me so that I can perform his service. If we're sick, we should think Krishna is giving me a test to see how is my faith and to see if I can continue in bhakti despite all difficulties. So the decline of the body is inevitable. And we shouldn't think that now in doing bhakti, all problems will go away. But actually they do all go away. Because the real problem is forgetting Krishna. And it's better to be in all kinds of material difficulties and remember Krishna than to be in all kinds of material comfort and not remember Krishna. Because by remembering Krishna, we are fully happy, even amid various difficulties. But by not remembering Krishna, even if we have all opulence, all bodily strength and health, and all popularity, which is practically impossible. We don't see anyone like that. The position of topmost material happiness is that of Indra, Devendra, the king of the gods of heaven. But he's also in anxiety. There's no actual happiness in this material world. The only happiness is remembering Krishna. But that means we're not really in the material world. We're in spiritual existence. So as we always say, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And if we actually chant Hare Krishna, then we'll be happy. Chanting Hare Krishna, the real meaning of chanting Hare Krishna is to call out to Krishna, O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. I don't want any, I'm not asking, give me this, give me money, give me wealth, give me followers. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam ba jagadisha kamaya. Mama janmani janmanishvare bhavadhad bhakti rahai tukitvai. The devotee doesn't ask Krishna, give me money, wealth, followers, anything. Give me mukti. He doesn't ask. He just asks, give me your service, loving service. Now, this is a devotee's prayer. And therefore, a devotee is always happy, because if we're surrendered to Krishna, then automatically we become happy. This chanting in kirtan, we're singing, dancing. Those who give up their ahankar, their egoism, or any reservations or doubts, and just join in the kirtan without any reservation, then they can experience Krishna is present as the kirtan. Krishna is present as His holy name, and devotees automatically become very joyful. And Krishna consciousness is a very simple process, but we have to fully give ourselves to Krishna. And Krishna will test, for sure, in various ways. So far, by the grace of Krishna, I was able to say this much, but there's no guarantee. The voice may go at any time, or the whole life may go. There's no guarantee. If speaking about Krishna, I can give up the life from the body, that will be glorious. There's one of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's prominent disciples, his first sannyasi disciple, Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj. He passed away after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So his passing, every morning he would read from Shastra to the devotees in the mart in Puri. Even though he was old, he would every day come and he would read Chaitanya Charitamrita. One morning he finished, closed the book and left. So that's glorious. We can pray for such a glorious birth. But a devotee in any situation is protected by Krishna. A devotee doesn't actually die. We don't say a devotee dies. A devotee lives to spread the holy name around. He reasons in who tells that Vaishnavs die when thou art living still in sound. A devotee does, we don't say Srila Prabhupada died. He's still here. Why is he here? Because he's living as his instructions. Yeah. Thou art living still in sound. Srila Prabhupada, he wrote in the dedication to his Srimad Bhagavatam, dedicated to my eternal spiritual master, Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. He lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him. So let us live forever in the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, and chant Hare Krishna, and the body will decline, the body will die, but we will go on. Krishna will carry us on to another situation where we can go on with kirtan, associating with devotee. We'll do this throughout this life, and definitely we'll get the opportunity in the next life, either in the spiritual world, or if we're not fully qualified for that, in the family of devotees in this material world. Krishna consciousness is all auspicious. Hare Krishna.